Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's the RJ Hamster Show, live to you from Santan Valley. And our guest on this hour is the lovely Jim Kinchelow. Yes, the lovely Jim Kinchelow, live to you. It's the RJ Hamster Show from Santan Valley, from 793 East Silver Sword Lane in Santan Valley. Say hi to Jim. Say he's the best. All right. That again on the RJ Hamster Show. Okay, let's keep going. I'm ready.
With all this fluid they do, and it just runs right out of me. It's almost clear. I go, oh, well, that's good. That's a good sign. So,
yeah. So what else is going on, Jim?
I'm losing weight because I'm not getting as much to eat as I was, so that's good, too. So I think that'll be great. If I lose more weight, that'll be good. I can't get rid of this fat stomach, this lower fat stomach. Everywhere else seems to be doing good, losing, but it takes time. It all takes time. It'll all come out in the wash. Hopefully, maybe by this time next month, I'll be home.
Yep.
Now, Jim, for our audience
out there in on the RJ Hamster Show, can you let us know if you're in a quarantine situation?
Well, I say we're in a lockdown situation.
Lockdown situation, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
The nursing home rehab thing is totally lost. There are no visitors to come in. If you have the visitors, you can go down to the lobby and fill out one of the dentists and provide you something. They can drop it off and give it to you, and then you have to go on your way. You can't stay around. But
and not only that is and not be, yeah. Go ahead.
Here I am. I'm supposed to be like we're under quarantine or whatever lockdown. And Wednesday, I went out in a civilian car, no mask, no gloves, no nothing, and I went to a orthopedic doctor's office, and there were people coughing and sneezing, nobody covering their mouth and stuff, and so I'm like, well, okay, all right. So I apparently survived this, because I would think that if I would post anything from Wednesday, I would surely have it by now, but, you know, who knows? But I'm okay. I cannot complain. I'm okay. The Lord is blessing me. The Lord is taking care of me. The Lord is healing me. And I feel the power of healing prayer. I feel that warm glow that I get from healing prayers. And then, of course, I have my determination that I'm going to do things. So, and I'm able to get up and use the bedside commode, which is good too. So I don't have to walk all the way to the bathroom, because if I got to the bathroom, it wouldn't work for me. It wouldn't be hard, because part of what's with the commode beside the bed, part of it is what goes over the toilet in there to help it raise up for me to use that toilet. So it's easier just to use this one, because I don't want to mess the diaper anymore. I keep saying, come on, people, we got to get up, we got to move, we got to do this, and so on. So,
yep.
Hopefully, maybe in the next week or so, I'll not need other people to try and help me. I can get up and do it on my own.
Well, that's what we want. That's what we want. We want you home with Pepper.
Country and on God's great earth,
yeah,
I have never seen anything like this.
Exactly.
I don't know. And I'm in the vulnerable state. You're almost in the vulnerable state, or you went just sweep into the vulnerable state, but I'm well into the vulnerable state, and I'm like, holy crap. You know, I got all of this underlining health issues and certain things, and I'm like, I can get that virus and die, you know?
Exactly.
Who would care if I did die?
I would.
I know Pepper would. Pepper would care.
Pepper would care, and I would, too.
I know you would. I know you would. I know there are other people that would care, too. So I must say that the people of St. Clements have been a blessing because they've managed to, since I came here to ManorCare, they have managed to squeeze in before this lockdown and managed to squeeze in one or two or three visits in the week.
Wow.
Debbie Johnson and Raymond Johnson came, and each time they came, they brought me food.
Yeah.
So, it was good of them and stuff. But they went to the Safeway and got it off the hot thing, but they managed to bring me macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes and gravy and a chicken thing and something else. So, it's all been good. I can't complain. I've enjoyed it.
Yep.
That's what's happening with them. They've been doing that, then they'll be checking in, and Robin calls me at least once a day to see how I'm doing.
So yep.
That's what she does. She says, I can't do anything else, so we are in the office, and we are open, and we are working. I said, I understand.
Yep.
The school's closed, and everything else is going on, and
I mean, Jim, it's a ghost town. It's like a ghost town in the whole United States.
Oh, yes. Everybody's afraid to move. They're telling people, stay home. Just stay home.
Yeah.
If you're feeling sick, go to an urgent care or go somewhere and get yourself checked. And if you have to, get the virus just to find out if you have it.
Isn't this a crazy...
I'm okay. I don't have to worry about it.
No. I mean, isn't this a crazy situation?
Come here, lady. You got off with light. But you didn't empty my urinal. Come back, lady. You have to come back. Can you empty my urinal? Sure. How are you doing this evening? Well, good. Nice to see you. Behaving yourself, then.
No, Jim, it goes good. It goes good to see me.
The different lady that came now to do this than what the other one was, but
right.
It's okay. Life is good. Life is good. Life is okay.
Yep.
I can't say it's the greatest, but I can say it's okay. Far better than it was 2 weeks ago or so when I was in the hospital, and I was like, I didn't know what was going on. I did not know what was going on because I was so sick and all of the stuff. So,
yep.
Have I got much longer for this IV?
How much?
Maybe 4 hours. Oh, why? Because I know then they want to put the antibiotics, I think. So, thank you. God bless.
Yep.
Oh, she says I got a couple more hours with the thing because it's doing a drip at a time.
Yeah.
And then it'll go good, and then they wait for the longest time, and then it goes that. So I have to get tickled the way the thing goes. So.
Yep.
I don't know. I just pray that by the time I get released from here, things will have turned around or straightened out. I don't necessarily know that with the way that things are going, if 2 weeks is going to be long enough.
Quite frankly, I think it's going to be longer than that. This is something that's not going to go. This is something that's not going to go away, you know, just like that.
Yes, I agree. I know. Seems to be a lot of it going around. And
yep.
Like, wow. I can't believe that this that started in Russia and China and got to that cruise ship and got to here and then that. Rector in the Christ Church in Georgetown, the Episcopal Church.
Yep.
The rector ended up doing it, and then passing on to the choir master, who also played something at the seminary, and passed on to him, and then he's passed it on, and all these people touch all this stuff. So I don't know.
Yep, it's crazy, Jim.
I don't know.
That's exactly it.
Testing kits to test for it.
Yep.
I would think they'd manufacture enough test kits where, like this place where I'm in, that they would give them test kits so that they could test everybody in here to find out, you know. That would say, okay, nobody in here has it, but everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Test everybody. I mean, they come to wherever you live in your complex, and they test everybody there. And that would be good. Everybody would know they don't have it. So.
Yep.
I've heard from some people who say, don't go to the grocery store, it's a mad out.
It is.
Anything on the shelf anyhow.
Yeah, it is.
They're telling you to go buy supplies for a couple of weeks, and all these people are buying, and it's like they're hoarding so much toilet paper and paper now.
It makes no sense.
You know, so I don't know.
You don't know. We don't know either.
I know. It just makes you wonder. You really have to stop and think what the hell you're doing. And,
yep.
I mean, I'm going to clouds, and I'm sure probably you're staying away from any of the public areas where you live.
Yep.
Because of the different people that are coming and going there, you don't know who might be what, so you're watching out for that.
Yep.
I don't know. I just don't know. I just can't figure it out.
I mean, it's absolutely.
The Chinese and the Russians all have this germ warfare that they've released in the world. And so it's a way of disrupting our election. And the other thing, because now they're talking about sending out ballots to everybody and having them fill them out and send them back in. So it'll all be early. Early, very early election time. I don't know. I think after all of this, that poor man in the White House may be tearing his hair out, trying to figure out, okay, now what do I do? How do I handle this? What do I say?
How do I do it?
Throwing up your hands and like, wow. You know, you thought you had it bad then. Now you really got it bad. You got impeachment. Now you get hit with virus and you know.
Oh yeah.
Trying to figure it out because they're gonna be people because of the stock market and it's going way down and stuff. But they're gonna be people who are gonna be not being able to work and they're gonna starve to death.
And not only that, but there are businesses out there, Jim, that are taking advantage of people, and they're making, you know, they're throwing it out to people who are ignorant. You know, we've got the remedy for this. This is how you're going to stay away and all that. But you know, it's a scam.
Yeah, oh, I know that.
It's a real scam.
The people trying to tell the people that, well, look at it, they couldn't help me, and I wouldn't trust anybody that would come to me with any kind of
Oh, the Property Brothers. Jim is our guest today. Jim Kinchelo is watching the Property Brothers.
What are you saying? I can hardly hear you. Hello.
I'm here. Where are you?
Are you there? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can't hear you. My volume, I don't know why this volume doesn't stay up. Oh, come on, phone. Gosh darn you.
Jim, I'm here on the RJ. Ladies and gentlemen, on the RJ Hamster Show, where this.
There we go. There we
this
go.
Hour is brought to you by Jim Kinchelo. Business, Jim Kinchelo Incorporated. It's also brought to you by Hamsters. It's also brought to you by Simple Truth. It's brought to you by Sharpies. It's also brought to you by Pilot Pens. It's brought to you by Seiko, and it's brought to you by Top Tire Brands at Discount Tire. Did you like that?
Yeah. I just got a message from, what's your name? I lost your name.
We can't have that.
I got a message from Betsy Cromwell, and it says, I keep you in my prayers. So happy to hear your healing. Keep up the good work. It was doing well. A little discouraged in his PC progress, but just a plateau. Love you, Kim. That was Betsy Cromwell. Oh, that's what happened with that. But that was nice. Nice to know that Rick's doing good. Rick has, what's the cancer? He has lung cancer. The prognosis isn't all that great, but, Pancreatic cancer, I think it is.
Now, who's this?
Betsy Cromwell's husband, Whit.
Okay.
I know you probably heard of Betsy Cromwell at church.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been there a lot lately because they've been doing an awful lot of traveling. And she came off the vestry. She was like a treasurer for the vestry for a while. And she was one of the ones that we never said, but she was doing the books when they came up and said that we were $11,000 short.
Oh, yeah.
She was a treasurer then. So yeah. I'm just saying that, not poking any fingers at anybody, but I'm just saying she was a treasurer. She was on the vestry at the time that thing happened. But that's okay, too. Mistakes happen. You can miss a number and doing all that stuff, and I'm so freaking tired of things. My rent assistant voucher.
Yeah.
The first one I never received.
Yeah.
Now they were supposed to a week ago yesterday. They were supposed to issue another one. Somebody from the office there in Arlington County. Office for the rental assist program. Somebody was supposed to bring that to Serrano Apartments for me.
Yeah.
Because they understood my situation in that. Well, nobody ever brought it. It never got in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is, I gave them two checks. I gave them a check for $76, which was to pay for. What they said was I was in the arrears in December, and my rent got paid on the 11th. And I'm like, if I was at home, I could find it. I always get a photocopy of it. But I just decided, well, let's just pay and get it go. Get rid of it. Let's not do that. So they canceled that check. So they supposedly had given me credit for the check that I wrote for my portion of my rent.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, the flavored, but the $552.90 chest has not flavored. And yet, they both say, he says they're both in the system. It both shows that it's been paid. It's been put into my ledger, so my rent, that part of the rent's been paid. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why would it not be? I don't understand. I don't understand why it has to clear my bank. Because I've checked with my bank twice on the software person and checked it.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Because it's fucked up.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because they're all at home. They're all at home. Yep. Yep.
One of these times they're going to come up to me and say, "What you owe is $552.90 because you didn't pay your." And I'm like, "I've been telling you that all along, and it didn't work out right." So somebody somewhere has got to know this, find out what kind of a glitch or what kind of a problem.
Yep.
Is happening. But then maybe again, it's cleared their books. It didn't clear the bank, but my money's still in the bank, so I got to keep that amount of money in the bank to pay that at some point. But otherwise, if it went through and they got me, it's paid, then I gained $552.90. I don't know. Or 70 cents. I don't know. It's a strange.
Yep.
For that to happen, I'm like, well, I've been telling you about it. I've been calling you about it. Now, if it's a problem where USA has cleared the system, it's considered paid, and it hasn't cleared my bank, I've still got the $552.70 in my bank account. So what do I do?
Yep.
I don't know how to react to it. I just know I got to keep that amount of money. Granted, I got much more in the bank than the amount of money because I got about $2,500 in my bank account because I have spent three months now where I have not had to, buy food. I've not had to do this. I've not had to take it. I've not had to do that. I've not had that, and so on. And I'm like, okay, I've been paid in. I haven't had to pay any of that stuff.
Yep.
Money I've got to keep. I've got to establishment.
Yep.
But I mean, just dealing with that, I was telling somebody else the story about what was going on, and they're like, you know, wow. They're like, you know, that's just that's one of those things where you never know what's going to happen next.
Nope.
But it'll be okay. It'll be okay. I don't know what this thing
does. Yep. We are wondering ourselves about this whole virus.
The Bible tells us so.
Yep.
So, I've been finding hymns to do for my funeral. We already started with part of it, but I found some other hymns that I'd like to take and do. So things that I can tell them, okay, like this will be good. So whatever you do, choose from certain things, because I don't think you can use them all, but who knows, maybe they can squeeze them in, I don't know. But, you know, funny to be thinking about that, but, you know, you guys couldn't just stay in time. You got to think about your funeral, you got to think about your burial.
Yep.
Think about some things, so, yeah. I'm at the point, I'm trying to get a form from my insurance company, life insurance, where I'm going to change the beneficiary from who it was to Shelley. What's Shelley's last name? Thompson, I think it is. But anyhow, she stepped forward. She's going to see the executor of my estate, and so I could probably make her the beneficiary of my.
Yep.
My cheap, it's not very much, but it'll very deal pay for the cost of my cremation. So that'll be okay. So won't be much left after that, but so at least this is something. I can't believe that I've had this life insurance policy forever. I mean, you know, it's going on and on and on and on.
Yep.
The value of the life insurance policy has gone up because I've added forever and I've been paying on it. And I can't believe that because I have a life insurance policy that it's stirred up so much because they worry about the cash in value. I can take the cash in and have the money and that was, you know, and this and this. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I'm saying that I signed a waiver that said that the money was for burial purposes only.
All right.
Wouldn't like money. I mean, you probably go through some of these same things yourself.
Oh yeah.
These people don't want to answer the phone because they keep this phone on this funny answering thing and
yep.
You wait. He gets up there after about 10 minutes. And then you get on this recording. Well, the wait time is extended, and we're having too many people, and we're going to have to tell you to call us back tomorrow. And click. Oh, you say click. And I'm like, you son of a shit.
Yep.
Why couldn't you have told me back when I first called that you were, yes, that you had heavy volume and that, and instead you come back. Tell me what the waiting time is. And I'm like, I'm waiting, 10 minutes passed. I'm still waiting. And then you come back and you tell me, and then you cut me off. And I'm like, I don't know. You're like, plans for them phone to have with people anymore. Nobody wants to talk to you on the phone.
What about me?
I know, but I mean, I know you and I are talking on the phone, but I mean, don't you run into it. When you pass certain places and certain things, and you end up, like I say, playing phone tag.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, leave a message. They call you and they leave a message. You're calling them back and forth. And you can't ever get to talk to them.
Yep.
Even when they call you, they'll call you and you answer the phone and click. They clicked up and I look at the screen and I know who's calling me. So I turn around and call them back. Then we go back to this thing about, I have to leave a voice there. And I'm like, I just don't know. I just do not know what's going on with
something, but that's okay too. Well, what we call it, and my hamsters call it the moronic plague.
Oh, okay.
Does that work?
I call it Sunday myself. So, otherwise, I call it fucked up.
Could you repeat that word? Could you repeat that word for our audience out there? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're on the phone line to Jim Kinchelow, the lovely Jim Kinchelow. We would have called him this morning, but something happened where he was too busy dealing with the moronic plague. But this afternoon, going on three minutes after 5 o'clock on the East Coast, where Jim is, he's got the time to talk with us.
Look at that kitchen. Did you have a nice kitchen?
Who, me?
Yeah, at your house.
Yeah.
Do you have an island?
Yes.
What's on your island? Do you have a sink or a stove or a dishwasher? What's on your island?
Dishwasher and sink are on the island, along with George Foreman and another grill, indoor grill, along with apples. Okay, apples, yeah. and bananas and some peanuts.
Can you sit at your island and eat?
Can I what?
Can you sit at your island and eat?
No. I didn't buy, I've been thinking about doing it, but I did not. I did not buy high chairs.
Oh, you didn't buy high chairs. You didn't buy swivel chairs, okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Maybe you need to, because that's always fun to see the island.
Exactly. In fact, I'm thinking about doing that in the future, and if I do that, I'm going to wait for the lovely Rebecca Hovis to come out here, and we'll pick... Exactly. Exactly. That would be it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I guess when she comes, she's going to be hanging lots of curtains and stuff.
Well, nope. Actually, it's all done. The house is done. The house is furnished.
You mean you don't have to add any pillows?
Nope.
You've already
emptied
them, huh?
Yep, we got everything. Yep.
Oh, you added everything.
I have everything, my friend.
Oh, good.
And I've been toying around with patio furniture, but I'm not going to do that, okay? Now, the only thing really is, you're right, probably for the island to get to high chairs. And that would be it. But I mean, I'm not doing any painting. There's no curtains. We have plantation shutters. We have all the sofas and whatnot, and tables and chairs. And we have a beautiful, beautiful, lovely, gorgeous dining room table set.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'll be inheriting a few things of furniture when my mom passes. Although my mom's gonna outlive me, and you're gonna outlive me too, because I'll probably get hit by the nuisance roadrunner at the club.
Yeah.
But what I want from my mom is, she's got a beautiful leather backgammon table, which I'll have to get refurbished if it can be refurbished.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep. But everything else in the house, I just don't know. Probably my sister or my niece will take them.
Yeah.
Because go ahead.
Things that you need or want, and sometimes things are so old, you just have to give them up. You can't keep them.
Yep. You got it.
But if it means something to you, then you're more or less forced to keep it, and then you have to take care of it and figure out what you got to do and
yep.
how you can refurbish it. But you know, other than that, you end up getting rid of it. So
yep.
It's ridiculous. I know with me, I got some of my mother's furniture when we broke up the house. I got a couple of things from my mother's, and then furniture got sold because they moved out of a five-bedroom house.
Yep.
My mother moved out of a five-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Into a three-bedroom, double-wide mobile home. And so things wouldn't work because she had all this colonial wing-back, wide, heavy, long sofa, and the sofa would not fit into the mobile home. Mother said, "I want that." I said, "Mother, it just won't fit. Believe me, it won't fit." So she's looking. Well, I think maybe you're right. Okay. So, you know, that made it okay. But when I was trying to move her and do things, all of a sudden she fell and broke her hip. So she had to go to a nursing home for a while. And you know, that was a blessing in disguise because then I could make the decision. And I took like four of her chairs for the living room and her dining room hutch. I put it to one end of the living room because I wanted it. And her table I put out in the kitchen. But I covered that real good, like, stall, you know. So I left that little mobile home, but I ended up not wanting to hang on to it because the commute was so bad. I used to go down there on the weekends, spend the weekend down there because I could do my laundry and do some other things, a little peace and quiet, something different.
Yep.
It's strange what all you do when somebody gets sick, somebody needs help, somebody dies.
Yep.
So on. I've got stuff now that is boxed up, and in the half of the double, the duplex that I own 2/3 of in Dumfries, and that, oh, by the way, it looks like he's going to buy me out. And I'm going to almost give it to him, but I want to get some under it, and I want a little money so I can pay some stuff. So that'll be fine. That'll be fine to get some under it. And I think I'm supposed to have a conference call tomorrow between Anna and him and myself. So it'll be interesting to see what he says in that. So Anna sort of says she thinks that he can probably come up with the $50,000 as opposed to trying to come up with $100,000.
Okay.
And my thing is right now, I just want out from under it because this thing has been nothing but an eyesore and terrible things throughout the years because there have been more arguments over this acre of land.
Yep.
I've ever known about things, and it happened to be that my father built this duplex on this acre of land.
Yep.
And he had used it and rented it out, and a couple of times we've gone out there and stayed when they were painting the house and changing from winter to summer carpet and stuff that. So we had stayed out there, but it was a nice little place, a great big room, it was a nice little room. And so my uncle, when he married my aunt, who was the son of this, was son of my aunt Frances, my previous marriage, the man who tried to steal money from me at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had 1/3 of it, and I've had 2/3 of it. And I'm ready to just say, okay, I can get out from under it, and that'll be fine. I won't have to deal with any of it.
Right.
It'll be good. It may throw me off of something, but at least I'll be out from under it, and it'll be okay. So, and I want to give St. Clement some money. I want to give them some money so that they can buy. They can buy a dishwasher for the kitchen. So that would be good for them to have a dishwasher.
Exactly.
Instead of everybody trying to hand wash everything.
Yep.
They can put in the dishwasher and wash it. So that would be good for
them. Excellent idea.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
As Anna says, I can call it the Mueller of Jim Kinslow dishwasher.
There you go.
Okay, so I should have to be good.
Yep.
You know, but no. Life is what it is, and we just have to go along and do what we can do with what we've got. And,
right.
Just one more thing trying to deal with that. That's about now. I believe a document's all worked out, signed, notarized, so on. So
yeah.
I have some people, power attorney, and I have somebody who is a beautiful power attorney, and so that I have the executors of my estate and somebody else. And these are rare people from the church who step forward to help. So I think that's fantastic if they're willing to help. And Anna, at some point, come the spring, she's going to take a few seminars and help people at St. Clement's to file these documents, particularly the older people, making sure that the older people have these documents and have them up to date and going. So I think that's fantastic. She's going to donate her time and help people to, you know, older people, we need help. We need help. I hope you have a good will. I hope you have a good will that you can leave all your money to your roommate.
No, ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. Nice try, next.
So your wife will get it then, won't she?
Yep, and my daughter.
Oh, your daughter. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
You got to provide for your daughter. How is your daughter doing?
My daughter is fine. She's in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I know. You said that she was someplace like that and doing and that, but you had also said that she had her disability that she was dealing with.
Yep. That's exactly it.
So?
Yep. Not good.
Oh, my goodness. It's a quarter after five. Well, another hour, it'll be in good time.
I know.
I'm not getting enough food. I'm starving. In between meals, I'm starving. I had some snack stuff, and I've gone through the snack stuff that somebody brought me.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, that's okay. But if I'm starving, then that's a good sign. Because that means that I'm going to be living on my fat. If I'm living on my fat, then I won't be so big.
Yep.
So I feel like I'm staying around the middle here. Everything else is doing my legs and my arms, my shoulders, my chest, and my face. Everything's gotten thinner.
Yeah.
But there again, I've been sick, so I have to realize you've been sick. Things will happen like this. You get out of it like that. So if it goes and sings off of me, that'll be that much better.
Yep.
42 them. With their weighing of the way they did me, with his voice saying raising that I weighed like 183. So 183 isn't too bad. I need to maybe I get down there 20 pounds and be 163, I don't know.
Yep.
I get to be a little skinny bastard then. Poor wiry skinny bastard. That'll be me. Lord. How much do you weigh? You must weigh about 195.
Yeah, I'm in that 195 to 200 pounds.
Huh?
The 195 to 200 pounds.
200 pounds, yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, well, I'll come back.
At one point,
you're,
I was.
I think you've got good bones, don't you?
I'm working on that, my friend.
I'm working that trend. My bones are so thin now. Oh, I can't believe how I look. Which is, I guess, the losing of weight and stuff. But I'm just like, I was like fish scales. Look at this skin of mine. And it can jiggle and hang.
Yeah.
That's great. Losing weight. Trying to build up muscle. Doing our weight training. So trying to build up the muscle.
Yep.
I had to do the shoulder, and the damn shoulder hurts so much. I just move it so much. But I keep exercising, and I keep doing it. I'm the occupational therapist. will have me do preset the 15 with the place and he's thinking like cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I get there to a certain point and she's looking at me and she said, you can do 10, you don't have to do 15. I said, oh, okay, thank you. And she's looking at me and she's noticing my, you know, I'm doing it, but I'm slowly doing it. And she looks at the expression on my face. So I'm like, oh, wow. It hurts like only, aches and pains, getting old. All of the stuff that we go through, calling upon the Lord, and calling upon St. Clements and those people, and the power of healing prayer from people all across the country, of different friends, the people I know, and different friends, and they've got churches praying for me. So, I think, that's great, because the wife of the ex-minister of my mother's church, Dr. Petty, and Virginia's wife, that she sends me cards and poetry. Now she's found out with email, so she's been sending me email and pictures and stuff. But she always does this. And I recently found out that the reason they abruptly moved from Virginia to Arizona is the fact of his possibly must have the onset of Alzheimer's or something, because he forgets and he does certain things, and then he has to go for physical therapy 3 days a week, and he, some days he doesn't go because he just doesn't feel good. And
yeah.
I can identify with that. There's some days that I just like being back in the Jefferson, and they come and I do. And they say, yeah, I can tell you don't feel good, you don't look good. And I now know why, because I had pneumonia and I had this part of their first disease, so that's why I didn't feel good. So now we come to light with all of what it is.
Yep.
You know how it goes.
Yep.
How is your swimming pool?
That's the swimming pool of the club. The swimming pools are great.
How is it?
They're great.
How is the swimming pool at the club?
They're great. There's three swimming pools up the main club, and there's a swimming pool over at the the other club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But as long as this virus is alive, you wouldn't be swimming in the swimming pool.
Well, I can't go swimming anyway because of my surgery yesterday for my cheek.
Surgery for your what?
I had a basal cell removed from my cheek.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. You're not black and blue, are you?
Well, it doesn't look pretty. That's all I can say.
Well, you must be swollen then, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit swollen and whatnot, but...
Have you
been
dressing and stuff on it?
Yep. Well, I've actually kept the Band-Aid on it, and I'm actually trying to figure out what I should do next, but the Band-Aid's still on it. I'm not going to mess with it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you need to at a certain point. If it's been a couple of days, you need to take that...
Well,
then you need to put something.
Well, that on. You see, that's what I'm looking for. I need to find that particular Band-Aid.
Oh, a particular kind of Band-Aid.
Yeah,
but that always has the medicine or something in it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I have to put like Vaseline on the surgical site, and then a Band-Aid, and I think I've got some.
How many stitches?
There was about 4 or 5 stitches.
Oh my!
Yeah.
They cut into your nose. Oh boy!
Well, they cut in my nose. They cut in my cheek. Yeah, not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun at all.
It never is when they go to do certain things like that.
Yep.
I know. I've needed to have my nose fixed for years and never got my nose fixed. And I figured I ever get my nose fixed, it'll help with my breathing problem on my left side of my nose has been broken about 3 times.
Right.
And every time I've never done too much about it. Just ice picking. Put a bandy thing right on it and watch my two eyes turn black and blue and
yep.
You go on from there. So
yep.
I never gave it that much of a thought, so I needed to have it done, and there's a funny little ear surgery that I needed to have done, and then I'm supposed to have foot surgery done, and I'm supposed to have my wrist and elbow surgery done, and supposed to have that parathyroid surgery done, a right knee done, by the time they get through, I'll be like a bionic man, you know. None of the pieces will be mine, but probably the pieces will fit pretty good together.
Now you're talking.
They won't fall off and rust. They may send off the Geiger counter at the security checkout, but there again, I won't be traveling, so that's okay by me. So my days of traveling are over.
Yep.
I have enough trouble just going from point A to point B, like going from here to the doctor's office. And that took a lot out of me last Wednesday. That prior to my going, I had physical therapy and occupational therapy Wednesday morning, and they walked the heck out of me, and I was tired from walking by the time they came to take me to the appointment. So that's why when I got back here at about 4 o'clock, I got in bed and slept until 9 o'clock.
Wow.
They kept checking with me, and they kept saying, He's alive. I said, I was right on back to sleep.
Yep.
So they knew I was okay. And they kept checking. They said, well, he's still breathing. Still okay. And they had left the dinner tray on the table. So when I woke up, I ate it, but I ate some of the dinner tray that they had given me. So that was nice of them to eat the tray. I wish they had left the lunch tray.
Yep.
Was pizza and Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
And I love Brussels sprouts. Oh, I can eat Brussels sprouts. Other than growing, I love them. Particularly when they grill them. The pizza and Brussels sprouts, something else. That pizza would have been good for lunch, but by the time it arrives, and I'm getting dressed, I'm trying to get out to go to the doctor. I'm like, I can't sleep because if I eat, it's going to make me sick.
Yep.
That's fine. So now, starting tomorrow, maybe I will get the white food, and maybe they haven't lost my slits. These last 2 weeks, they apparently lost my slits. Because they've been giving me mismatch stuff from that, so hopefully maybe it'll be tomorrow we'll start the new 2 week cycle and I will have, I'll get what I wanted. That'll be good. That's okay. Shit happens.
It does.
Eat shit and die.
That's absolutely perfect.
Eat shit and die. But sometimes you say it together, eat shit and die.
Yep.
Like you're sitting here, eating, and then you're going to die from it. Life is what it is. Life is sometimes on a barrel of monkeys. Sometimes I feel like when I'm down, I'm really being kicked. And that's when I'm fighting back. I'm not gonna make them allow me to get kicked again, and I'm not gonna have them to they can stand over me and think, I'm gonna get back up and I'm gonna fight. So that's what I do. I get back up and I start fighting.
Yep.
I start believing in myself, I start getting my attitude, I start saying, get things, don't hurt yourself. forget this, forget that. You got to do it. You got to do it for yourself. You can't do it for anybody else. So that's when I call on Jamie.
Uh-huh.
Jamie's my ego. I call on Jamie. And Jamie gets me through things. So I say, come on, Jamie. We can do it. And so Jamie helps me get through a lot of things. So it makes me good that I have Jamie to talk to. So, not necessarily to talk to, but call on for added strength if I need it. So makes it okay.
Yep.
Makes it okay. One of the aides here, he was saying, why is this Jamie? I said, man, that's my alter ego. And so then she said, come on, Jamie. So Jamie and her rooting for me, they got me going through it. Wow. I don't know what you call your alter ego. I don't know if you have an alter ego.
I haven't thought about it. I haven't thought about it.
Who do you call on?
My alter ego is RJ Hamster.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I was just saying, who you call on when you're having pain and you're struggling to do something and your legs or your feet don't want to work and I'm slowly trying to get used to the fact that, hey, I can take my feet, and that's what I do, toes heel, and then I press down on it, and I said, I can take and put my foot down now and not have to worry about that dumb brace, because before trying to do anything with that brace on, I couldn't do it.
Yep.
And I'm doing so much better, Peter.
Yep.
Things are better. I feel so much better than I felt.
Yep.
I don't know how you must have perceived me, but I was down. Boy, was I down. Boy, was I tired. Boy, was I sick. Oh, I just felt so bad. Oh, Lord, I thought, now what's going on? But there again, when I say, 8 days in the hospital without getting out of bed, it was rough. And I finally got to here, and then trying to get out of bed, and like, wow. But I managed. I got out of bed. I got moving, and so I'm still moving, and it's just taking time. It's going to take time. And that, so I'm glad to be up. I'm glad to be moving, and I would hope that this thing with this nurse said it was going to take another couple of 3 hours for this funny little bit of things to go, because I've been watching it since about 7 o'clock this morning till now. This huge bag of this fluid and down to, I would say, down to well below a third. And I forgot how slow they were doing it because you're doing it by drip. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
But I do know that it's causing me to urinate quite a bit. So
yeah.
That's good. So that'll happen with the fluids.
Yep.
At least I'm not dehydrated. So.
Nope, no dehydration. No dehydration.
So I know. So I'm saying at least it'll hopefully be what the infectious disease doctor wants and what the funny little nurse practitioner here, Latino nurse practitioner, is. And so he's the one that talked to the infectious disease doctor on Thursday and came back and said, hey, you don't have to stay in isolation anymore. And I, wow, that's nice. But then I got in the wheelchair and I started moving around.
How about that?
I thought that was fantastic.
Yep.
No brace on Wednesday, and then no isolation on Thursday. So that's great. And I find that this for sure where I am, most of the rooms are single. And so there are a lot of places where you look and you see these cards for doing this note of some sort. And they're having to put these plastic gowns and masks and rubber gloves on to go into the room.
Yep.
And so I said, oh, I just didn't have to do it for me. They had to do it for somebody else, too. I said, but just for me, they would forget something.
Yeah.
They'd be in the room, have a gown and that on, then they have to take the gown off, go back out, get what they wanted. Then they'd have to put another down for it. I was like, oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, God. I had some magazines that I wanted to get them for the lobby. And they said they couldn't accept them because I was isolated. I thought, oh, okay. But you won't accept them, so I ended up throwing the magazines away. Now that I'm not isolated, I get some more magazines. I can get them except for this woman's Time magazine as the Jeep Justice. She's a sweetheart, but I suspect one day she's gonna pass away. So I wouldn't like Trump to have to fill another seat on the Supreme Court. But you get somebody else of his liking on the Supreme Court and everything's going to be anti-everything. Nobody else stands a chance. You know, if you don't make $250,000 a year, Trump don't want nothing to do with you. $250,000 at least a year for him to do something, and then what you get to do? You
spend
the money and kiss his fucking ass.
You're in fine form, my friend. I say you're in fine form.
Oh, I'm in fine form?
F-I-N-E, form, on this Saturday.
Okay, I'm fine in the form, if I, well, that's the way I feel, you know.
Yep.
And then I think how much toilet paper even hanging down for this year?
Yep.
I mean, he's not staying in Ukraine and still asking questions, and he's having to find out the answers from some other people. And I'm like, well, don't you know anything about the task force that you're supposed to be doing? Make you stand up and act like you've got a fair fall? You have to, politicians.
Yep. They sure are.
They're dropping out.
And we know they're slimy and sleazy, too.
Yeah, well, they'll be sleazy, but I guess we'll be going to the convention, and the convention will decide who between Dobie and Sleazy gets to be the candidate.
Yep. Exactly. You got it. Well, I want to know where the friggin' Social Security money is and how much is left.
Right, oh yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, we're screwed.
I know.
Yep.
Yep. I'm like, what do you mean doing away with them? I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Yep. Exactly.
It's a shame, but there are a lot of people my age who depend on Social Security.
Yep.
Because back then, we didn't have anything like a retirement account.
Nope. Yep.
I learned a little bit about Social Security, and you think, okay, so at least I do have some out of a retirement, and I do get cost of living raises with it. All of a sudden, there it is, and you're getting it, it's doing pretty good. And you get these sources that when they try and take some of it away from you, or they stole it, or whatever. And I'm like, you know, like the last time with Social Security, and I got $20 raise, and I'm like, what do you do? I got a $20 a month raise. Now,
yep.
What am I supposed to do with this added $20 that I need? It's not even worth talking about. You know, I say, thank you, Lord. I was just going to take a ton of the money and that's great for it. But the idea was $20 extra a month.
Right.
I can hardly buy myself a dinner.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I haven't lived around a fireplace in a while because I lived around a Franklin stove, which is fantastic. I loved it. And you should pick it up with wood and stuff. And
open up the thing above it in the bedroom, and that it would make some really nice toasty, but that warm air would go up into your bedroom, and I could, they could burn it down and close the doors, and it would keep burning, and it could be heat all night. That really would stay nice and toasty right above the living room.
Right.
That was when I was living in Lewis, Delaware, and in a 125-year-old farmhouse.
Yep.
A friend was renewing, and I was renting some space from a friend. He would have liked to have had me as a partner, but I said, "Oh, no, I can't quite go there yet." But, you know, that's where my chose to.
Yep.
I ventured off in another direction, and then I ventured off in another direction and came back to Arlington.
And
Bud and I were living together, so that was great.
Yep.
We had a good time. Did lots of things.
No, you're right, Jim.
Uh-huh.
I said you're right.
Hey. I can't hear you.
You're right. Hey, listen, I gotta get up and get the mail.
All right, talk to you later. God bless you.
God bless you too. Okay. Me. All right.
Sorry about diarrhea of the mouth.
Don't worry about you. No diarrhea of the mouth.
You always get tickled to be there, don't you? Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Love you, man.
Love you too, guy.
Bye bye.